in the lunchtime edition. Hundreds of families in this country said to be in critical need of help as Christmas approaches. Government presses ahead with plans for rollout of a massive program of assistance into next year. Businesses preparing for an expected huge turnout of shoppers for VAT-free day tomorrow. The Antigua Prime Minister calls general elections for January the 18th. Former Barbados and West Indies cricketer David Murray laid to rest. And tens of thousands without power after a 6.4 magnitude quake rocks California. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
We're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online.
Local businesses are preparing in anticipation of a big turnout of customers for VAT-free day tomorrow. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, tells Starcom Network News, a key focus is on readying information technology systems and ensuring the companies are fully stocked.
The main challenge that we have in preparation for the VAT-free day tomorrow is from an IT perspective, ensuring that we have system functioning the way that it would allow for the smooth change over to VAT-free and then to reverse it later that night. Apart from that, most retailers trying to get inventory into their stores because they do anticipate heavy shopping tomorrow. This is not just supermarkets, but hardwares and, you know, clothing stores. Everybody's just making sure that they have inventory on hand.
He expects a large turnout of shoppers tomorrow as people put off their shopping until VAT-free day.
Yeah, we are anticipating heavy traffic. However, we do anticipate that today will be a soft shopping day. And it is challenging to basically measure to see what you lost today if you will get it back tomorrow. But we're hoping that we can manage the crowds. Some persons have called with concerns about doing this VAT-free day just before Christmas when the numbers are already escalated. So we will have to, you know, make sure that we manage the flow of people in and out of the stores.
The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, managing director of A1 Supermarkets, Andrew Bino, also expects a hectic day.
It is expected that people will take advantage of the 17.5% discount. Based on last year, we know that we can expect both stores, and generally speaking, within the supermarket business, that the stores are going to be overcrowded. We are prepared for that. We have our extra cashiers on hand, as well as our merchandise well stocked and so on. So we're prepared for the VAT-free day.
Managing Director of A1 Supermarkets, Andrew Bino. The Managing Director of Abed's Stores, Eddie Abed, believes VAT-free day is good for consumers and businesses.
We have been running it for the last 4 days. And we've had very good success. Tomorrow being a national VAT-free day, we expect that no different than last year, it will be well received. I can tell you that many consumers who were only paid on Friday, gone and yesterday, have been waiting on such a promotion, obviously because it stretches their spending dollar. And we have very good stock levels and great variety of inventory left, so we're very keen for it. And I think it's going to be as good as it was last year, if not better.
The managing director of Abed Stores, Eddie Abed. Government pressing ahead with a plan to assist around 1,000 vulnerable families. Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey says many people are in need, and in fact, this has significantly increased this year. His comments came this morning following a donation from Eric Hassel Shipping to the St. Michael South Constituency Branch.
We've started identifying, we've shortlisted the names. The cabinet has to make the final agreement though, and when we will actually begin the process of engaging with the families. But I believe by the end of February, we would be able to make available much more information. I'll never make available the names of the people. I will never make available exactly what they're getting, but I can tell you for sure that process is very well advanced. A lot of our support now is coming from individuals and coming from companies. When we looked at the budget to offer the full range of government services to 1,000 families, I mean the full range, was $156 million. I don't think people appreciate because they don't pay for things that they cost. For example, it costs to provide an education to 1,000 families, assuming that a family has 6 people at least, that's 6,000. Healthcare, so that if you're not receiving healthcare, we pay for that healthcare. There's a cost of that too.
He added that government's plan to amalgamate all the social services agencies should be completed by next year, May.
Government is at the point now where we've met with the unions, we have met with all of the staff. We are also looking at the different areas where we could have the community offices, because the idea is to have all the government's resources for the social sector available as you walk into one office. So we've identified 15 locations in different areas across Barbados. You can get child care, national assistance board care, you can get welfare there, issues with disabilities there. So that is very advanced. What we're doing now is a job analysis to see what jobs are going to be necessary in this new institution. Obviously, most of the older jobs we'll have to keep. There are going to be some new positions as well. And the assurance that we made the people, the staff, is that we were not going to disadvantage them. We're hopeful to have that process by the end of May.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey in the Lunchtime Edition.
And the Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Friends and family said their final farewells to former Barbados and West Indies cricketer David Murray as he was laid to rest today. Paying tribute during the funeral held at St. Mary's Anglican Church, a family member remembered the late wicketkeeper batsman who played in 19 tests and 10 one-day internationals as a passionate, loving person and a great cricketer.
David was a dear friend, loving son, family man, and as most of you remember, an extremely talented cricketer. And somewhere in the Bible, God said that he's given talents to all of us, and to all of us special talents. David had a special talent from God. Today, we wish to remember David as the handsome, passionate little cricketer and personality that we love, and not remember him in the image of late. In the course of life, circumstances can bring about changes we less expect or could predict. For inside the image you may remember of late, he was still a passive, loving person.
Prime Minister Gaston Brown has announced that January the 18th is the date for general elections in Antigua and Barbuda. He made the disclosure while addressing the launch of candidates for the ruling Antigua and Barbuda Labour Party.
The parliament has been duly dissolved. I've also asked our Governor General to issue the writ of elections 20th December 2022. Nomination day will follow on December 28th, 2022. And you can be assured that when the next general elections are held, That day will be in January 18, 2023.
Antigua Prime Minister Gaston Brown, thousands of residents were left without power this morning after a magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck off the coast of Northern California. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the tremor occurred at around 2:34 a.m., about 24 miles off the coast of the port city of Eureka. Local media reported the earthquake caused numerous gas leaks down power lines and resulted in at least one structure fire in the city of Ferndale. The earthquake followed a smaller magnitude 3.6 earthquake that struck about 250 miles near San Francisco on Saturday. Our top stories, hundreds of families said to be in critical need of help. Government presses ahead with plans for a rollout of a massive program of assistance. Businesses here preparing for an expected huge turnout of shoppers for a VAT-free day tomorrow. The Antigua Prime Minister calls elections for January the 18th. Former Barbados and West Indies cricketer David Murray laid to rest. the lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb.